after plotting to assassinate a presidential candidate. My wife and daughter have been targeted, and people that I work with may be involved in both. I'm Federal Agent Jack Bauer, and today is the longest day of my life. The following takes place between 9 p.m. and 10 p.m. on the day of the California presidential primary.
You know, this is our victory. And when we started out, they said the country wasn't ready. They said it couldn't be done, that it would never happen. Well, here we are. Still standing tall. And when we look back at this amazing time, we can all say that we were a part of history. We can all say that we did our part to make this world a better place. And God willing, our children and our children's children will reap the benefits of the seeds we sow right now.
C.T. Myers.
Yeah, that's me.
Jack, where are you?
I'm with Andre and Victor Trace.
What do you mean? Where?
Nina, just listen to me. I'm being held hostage. The reason why I'm calling is Victor wants confirmation that his son Alexis is still alive.
Well, he's in the hospital. I can try to get through to his room.
Okay, do it.
Okay, fine. Tony, give me the hospital. I need Alexis Drazen on line 2.
I just spoke to the backup team. Drazen escaped. I want a net over that entire area. I want 1 mile, 3 mile, and 5 mile mobile barriers.
George, we know. We've got Jack on the line. He's with Victor Drazen right now.
What?
And Nina. Got Alexis Drazen.
Transfer it.
Who is this?
Hold on.
Alexi!
Father. Where are you? Did you get out?
Alexi, what happened? What have they done to you?
You always said that I would get in trouble with women. You were right. Forgive me, Father, if I've failed you.
You have not failed. You are alive. I am free.
Free.
Hold on, Alexi. We will be together soon.
No, Bob. You go without me. I'm not going to make it.
You will make it. Be strong. Tell me you could do this.
Yeah, Papa.
Now, I have something to say to the rest of you. I am willing to trade the life of Jack Bauer for that of my son,
Mr. Drazen, it's George Mason again.
I'm the acting head of the CTU, but I don't have the authority to make that trade.
If you do not have the authority, you are not the head of anything. Talk to your superiors. We will call back in 15 minutes. Be ready to respond without qualification.
And let me remind you that when I was 10 points behind in the polls, I told you I had a plan that on this date, we were going to celebrate, party nomination in hand. Well, promise delivered. This campaign has been an uphill battle.
Hi. I'm not going to be able to go to Dallas with David tomorrow.
Believe me when I tell you this.
Why not? I committed to a National Youth Service, David, here in L.A.
That's okay. I can reschedule that.
No, so Patty, I don't want you to reschedule. David and I could use a couple of days apart, but I don't want him to feel alone, okay?
We will not relent.
Whatever you
because
want.
Because for us, doing the right thing is the only thing to do.
You talked to Chappelle?
Yeah. No trade.
What?
This whole Victor Drazen thing is a big embarrassment for them. If they do a trade, it's an admission that he's alive, that the DOD's been keeping him here secretly, and then on top of that, they let him escape.
So they're just gonna sacrifice Jack?
He's like all the rest of us. Expendable.
Is that what you think?
Doesn't matter what I think. I don't think he walks on water the way you do, but I don't want to see him hung out to dry either. Nina, I tried.
George, without the trade, how are they going to locate Drazen?
My guess is they won't even try. They'll let him get out of the country and they'll pick him up in Europe somewhere down the line.
If we do the trade, then we know exactly where he is.
Hey, you're preaching to the choir. That's exactly what I just got through saying to Chappelle. They don't want to draw attention to the situation. End of story.
So that's it. We just go back to work and let Jack die.
What can I say?
Nothing.
Nina, shouldn't Kim be here by now?
Well, they just left the police station. I mean, she should be here soon.
I never did hear what happened with her.
She was arrested by mistake. Listen, Terry, Kim's fine. That's not the problem.
What do you mean? What's going on?
It's confirmed. Jack's been captured. He's being held hostage. We're doing everything we can to bring him back, but...
Wait. What do they want?
It's hard to say.
Well, tell me what you know.
This guy Drazen wants to trade Jack for his son, Alexis, who we have.
Well, then he'll be okay, right?
No. The government won't make the trade.
What do you mean they won't make the trade? How are they going to get Jack back?
They're not. Jack's on his own.
We're out of here by midnight.
Jesse.
Call me back. Let me know. There.
Save Victor.
My good, good friend. Oh.
I never thought I would see you again.
How is your family?
Well, they're eager to see you.
Soon.
Is everything prepared?
Yes, please come in. Victor, I would like you to meet my daughter, Mila.
Right.
Hello.
How beautiful. Mm. Ah,
Sam. Thank you.
Just like your mother.
Yes, but she got my temper.
Ah! No good, that is no good.
Wear some fresh clothes for you whenever you're ready.
To you and your family. Would you like something to eat, Jack?
No.
Doesn't make any sense. How does letting a senior CTU agent die help keep Victor Drazen out of the news?
Terry, I'm busy. Can Nina help you now?
No, I'm talking to you right now.
Yeah, I'll call you right back, all right?
You are not going to let my husband die.
No one is going to let Jack die. We just can't go through with the trade right now.
There's no difference. Without your help, he doesn't have a chance.
With an ordinary agent, I'd agree with you. Jack's got a special forces background. I've seen him do the impossible.
Stop patronizing me, Mr. Mason. You've been doing it all night. Just tell me what you are prepared to do to help my husband.
Fine. I'll stop patronizing you. I'll tell you exactly what I'm going to do. I'm going to call up Division. I'm going to ask them to reconsider one more time, and they're going to say no. And that'll be the end of it. Anything else?
Someone who cares about Jack. We cannot just stand by and watch him die.
I know. I agree. I'm already doing something about it.
What do you mean? What are you doing?
I think there's someone who could help Jack. It's not exactly procedure, so I can't talk about it. You're just gonna have to trust me.
Okay.
Okay.
Patty. Yeah, see, this is the lady you should be complimenting. We were just talking about you.
Oh, really?
Yes, they love the speech tonight. Now, among other things, Patty's the brain trust behind most of my public addresses.
Excuse me, Senator Nina Myers at CTU. Okay?
Would you excuse me? I have to take it.
So nice to meet you.
This is David Palmer.
Senator, thank you for taking my call.
What can I do for you, Ms. Myers?
Jack's in trouble. He needs your help.
What kind of trouble?
Well, there's no time to catch up with everything that's happened, but let me just give you the headlines. Victor Drazen is alive.
Whoa. What do you mean he's alive?
That's all we know. He was being held prisoner by the U.S. government up until about an hour ago.
Okay. What happened an hour ago?
He escaped, and he's taken Jack hostage. He's willing to trade Jack for his son, Alexis.
What's DOD's response?
They're refusing to get directly involved.
Who knows you contacted?
No one.
All right, who's actually talking to Drazen?
George Mason.
Tell me about him.
Well, normally he's by the book, but he's very ambitious and very political.
Okay. Look, I'm going to make a few calls first. Where can I reach Mason?
Here at CTU. He's in Jack's office.
All right.
Thank you, Senator. Are you sure? Okay. Tony.
Dana, what's up?
Kim's car was hit. Two cops are down. She was taken.
What?
Yeah.
Was there any communication? Any witnesses?
They're working it up now.
All right, let me know what you find, all right?
Tony, I'm going to need to talk to you in a few minutes. Tony?
What?
You all right?
No. We got a problem.
Hey. Any word on Kim?
I was just about to check.
Well, she should be here any minute, right?
Yeah.
Terry, I'm sorry. Do you mind waiting in the conference room?
Sure.
Thanks.
What's going on?
He grabbed Kim again.
What?
It must have been Drazen. The patrol car she was riding in was hit.
I don't believe this.
Are you gonna tell her?
Mason.
Sir, I have Senator Palmer on the line for you.
Yeah. Put him through.
Hello.
Senator Palmer, this is George Mason. It's an honor to speak to you, sir.
I want you to reverse your orders on the Bauer for Drazen trade.
I'm not sure how much information you have about this, but this is agency business, and with all due respect, it doesn't fall under the Senate's purview.
As you well know, Mr. Mason, your entire agency falls under presidential purview. And in 9 months, I will be in that office.
I'm not sure if that's meant to tempt or threaten me. It doesn't matter either way because I don't have the authority to pull the trigger on this one.
From what I'm told, Mr. Mason, that authority is something you'd like to have someday.
What's that supposed to mean?
Act on your own prerogative. Go through with the trade. You'll be reprimanded, possibly even demoted.
So far, it sounds great.
Within the first month of my term, I'll instate you in a high-level position in Washington. You'll bypass 5 years of middle management.
And if you don't get elected?
That's not gonna happen. Think about it, George.
Transportation has been arranged.
There were problems with last-minute changes?
It's going to cost more.
How much?
$200,000.
You should try, Jack, the Borak. It is wonderful.
Do you need anything else?
No, everything is perfect.
My father told me to take good care of you.
The service was impeccable, and my compliments to the chef.
Thank you. It was my mother's recipe.
Put them down. You too, Victor.
Of course.
Drop the weapon. You son of a bitch.
One more death for you to atone for, Jack.
How could you do this?
What happened? Call CTU now. Tell them I want your brother Alexis here now.
Cut his hands behind his back.
Keep your father away from here. You're supposed to be watching him. What am I paying you for?
Where's Terry?
She's in the conference room.
Mason.
Mr. Mason, what have you decided? Mr. Mason?
We're gonna do the swap on our terms.
Yeah, that's an interesting dream. The swap will take place exactly 30 minutes from now. The address is 2127 Grand Avenue. A green SUV will be waiting. Place my brother inside the vehicle.
What about Jack?
Well, my brother is in position. I'll direct you to Bala. You have 29 minutes.
I got it. 2127 Grand Avenue. It's a repair garage.
Hey, we're gonna get a hold of Chris Porterfield over at LAPD and tell him we're gonna be taking over the streets in that area for the next 2 hours.
Right. Where are you going?
Hospital, get Alexis.
The guy just got stabbed in the stomach today. They're not gonna let him out.
They're gonna have to.
Oh, no, don't worry. My name's not going to be even close to this.
Yeah, this conversation has to end right here between us.
I agree.
Okay, then.
Look, I got to get back.
We're clear?
Yeah.
David, where have you been?
I had to make some calls.
Just in case you haven't noticed, everyone is here to see you. You need to make an impression, not phone calls.
I know what I have to do, Sherry.
Do you really?
Don't talk down to me, Sherry. I don't like it.
I only hope that all this weakness you've shown today is because you missed a night's sleep and that you'll be back on your game tomorrow. Otherwise, we will be buried before this election even happens. Steven! No, stay. I'll be over. Get to work.
Senator? The Wall Street Journal had a couple of questions for you. I put together some of your past quotes so you wouldn't have to bother with it. I hope that's all right.
Sure. But don't you look gorgeous tonight?
Oh, you've seen this before.
It's not just the dress.
Thank you.
Patty, I've been thinking. Since this incident with Keith is out in the open, it's going to shift the focus of every interview, every press conference.
Yeah, I've already started a Q&A of all the questions to expect over the next couple of days.
Did you talk to Mike about this?
Not yet. I need a little bit more time to prepare.
You know, I'd really like to see whatever you have so far.
Sure, whenever you want.
How about now?
Now?
Yeah. Everybody seems to be having a good time. There's an open bar. And I doubt anyone will even notice I'm gone.
Well, I doubt that that's true, Senator.
Oh, in any event, I could use some quiet time. But you stay here. Just tell me where your notes are.
Well, if you don't mind, I'd rather walk you through it. It would make more sense to you that way.
Okay. Why don't you meet me upstairs in, say, 5 minutes?
Sure.
My dear friend, it's not what you think. I have lost my wife and daughter, you, both of your brothers, and now Mila. This is what our enemies have done to us. He would have killed her, and not in a merciful way.
How could you do this? Murderer. You killed my daughter. You killed my daughter! You murderer! Killer!
All right, we have to get down from here. We're running out of time.
Jeff!
Get him in the van!
Zoom in. Let me show you the dog. You're ready to direct the walk.
Get this place cleaned out.
Nina. What's happening? Are they going to help Jack?
Yes, they're going to make the trade.
Oh, that's good, isn't it? I mean, what do you think? Will he be safe?
I think so. Victor wants his son back, so I don't think he'll pull anything.
Oh, thank God. And when's this going to happen?
10-15 minutes. Mason's already left to pick up Alexis.
That's so good. I can hardly wait for this whole thing to be over. I think when Jack and Kim arrive, I'm just about to collapse in a big heap.
Do you need anything else?
Actually, there is one thing. I know Kim's on her way over here, but it would make me feel so much better if I could speak to her on the phone. Is there any way that you could patch me through to the police car?
You were so busy tracking Jack, I didn't have a chance to check on them. Yeah, let me see if that's possible.
Thank you. Nina. I know it's been a really long day for you, too. And I guess I want you to know how much I appreciate your being upfront with me about everything.
Sure.
Hey,
I couldn't tell her. I just couldn't after everything she's been through.
I understand. You okay?
I just feel like I'm not doing my job.
There's nothing wrong with the way you're doing your job, okay? I mean, ultimately, we're here to try to help people, right? I don't know anybody who does that better than you.
Thanks.
You're welcome.
You gotta let my daughter go. She's got nothing to do with this. You want me to do something for you? Fine, I'll do it. But you let my daughter go. I'm not doing...
After what you have done, I should kill you and your daughter right now. Don't test me.
You're not thinking this through, Andre. You have a chance to get out of this country with your brother and your father alive. You start killing innocents, they'll never let you go.
Enough! Your best tactic right now, Mr. Power, is to be quiet and let my father rest.
All I care about with Ferragamo is that the public knows, in no uncertain terms, that Carl and the Latham Group are acting outside of our influence.
No, no, they will. Mike has already started setting up interviews with all the major papers. He's just clearing up some points with your attorney, and by the morning, you should be able to speak freely and get the word out.
When did you have time to do all this?
In the last couple of hours.
You wrote 2 speeches for me today.
If I don't help you get into the White House, I'm out of a job.
Would you care for a glass of champagne?
Sure.
When do you find time for a life?
Oh, this is my life.
Oh, no, no, no. I mean, a boyfriend. Friends.
Ah, I know. I should get out more.
Yeah, you should. Mm-hmm. Here you go. You're welcome. Cheers.
What are we drinking to?
Taking 5 minutes off, starting now.
Well, here, here.
Here, here.
So, you and Sherry were childhood sweethearts?
That's right.
And there's never been anyone else.
I'm running for president, Patty. I can't answer that.
Come on.
Are you flirting with me, Patty?
I don't know. I think I might be.
This is good. Tell Mike I want to meet with him on this first thing in the morning. I want you there. Call Everly. Someone from legal should be there too.
Done.
And it wouldn't hurt to put in a little more FaceTime downstairs.
I think you might be right.
Shall we?
Father.
people deliver my brother as promised, you'll live. If not, then you'll die here.
The sniper rifle's currently aiming at you.
They await my instructions.
What about my daughter?
You'll hear from us when this is over. If you make it that far.
To dissuade you from wasting valuable time trying to trace,
prepare to scramble for me.
What do you want me to do?
Not yet.
What do you want me to do?
Senator.
Hey, John. Thanks for coming.
I agree about that.
Hey, Micah. Thanks for coming. Look at you. Don't you look nice?
Sir?
Hey, how are you?
Senator. Here you are. I'd like for you to meet Drs. Brian Chausson and Daryl Maines from UCLA.
Oh, yes, of course. You're the gentleman doing such wonderful work in AIDS research.
Oh, sweetheart. I need to look after something.
That'll be fine.
Excuse me?
So, what isn't the government doing for you that we could fix next term?
Patty.
Hi.
You were upstairs with David, weren't you?
Yes.
Good. What happened?
I did what you told me. And I think it's working. Mrs. Palmer, I'm not sure where all of this is going.
All you need to know is that this is for his own good and for the good of his campaign. What's the problem, Patty? I thought you liked David. This shouldn't be a tough assignment.
I do like him. It's just hard for me to deceive him like this.
I understand your hesitation. But I know my husband better than anybody. And he needs someone like you right now.
But it's gonna lead to other things, Mrs. Palmer.
Well, we'll just deal with that when the time comes. Oh, cherries.
Okay, we're here. Stay outside the perimeter. Let's just get in and get out. Here's Alexis. Where's Jack?
What's wrong with him?
Nothing. He'll be fine.
Alexis, are you all right?
Mm-hmm.
Yes?
Alexis is hurt.
How badly?
Worse than we thought.
He's fine.
You need a doctor.
I'll have one there when you arrive. Go.
So what are we doing here?
Once we are satisfied that you're not following us, we'll give you Jack's location.
That's unacceptable. We need to know where Jack is now. Hold it right there! Put the second position, we have a problem.
Are you going to shoot me?
Maybe you should have taken a few more English lessons. Trade means we get something too. I want Jack now, or you're all coming back with us.
We have Jack's daughter. You must know that by now.
So what are you saying? We're going to get Jack and his daughter?
My English is clear. You're going to get back Jack, as discussed.
What about the daughter?
It's not my concern.
I need to talk to Drazen.
If you keep holding me here, I can't return Alexis to his father. We are on a schedule, remember?
All right, move back to the perimeter. We're gonna have to let him go. We'll be waiting to hear from you. Nina, do you copy?
Yeah, I have him. As soon as we get Jack, we'll take them down.
Okay, we're standing by. What's wrong?
They found the tracker. We lost him.
There's a parked car. You want to see him alive, talk to no one, get into it, head to Central City.
Wait, wait!